Atta and Blacktown, two great locations, open 7 days for your new Mazda test drive.
Yes, it's almost 8 after 7 in Queensland, Thursday, February 20. Unemployment figures, as Peter said, out today. And, you know, I know it's a bit dry, and you think, oh, well. But what we've all got to try and do, and I'm thinking about these restaurants and tourism and travel and so on, you've got to try and keep business doing business. You can only employ people out of profit, unless you like governments who want to print money. So where in that scheme of things, there's a stack of business people out there listening to me now, where does this business about industrial relations and workers and so on, where does all this fit in? Because, quite frankly, this whole industrial relations thing, how things operate on the shop floor, seems to be a no-go area for government, and certainly conservative governments, and I believe it should be an area which requires significant reform, because it is hostage to Labor's Fair Work regime. This is what they brought into operation. This week, the Australian Mines and Metals Association raised concerns about this regime directly with the Prime Minister. And the association released figures which I think should give cause for concern if you're a fair dinkum conservative government. Are they? Sometimes no. Sometimes look like the other side. But it demonstrates that coalition appointees to the Fair Work Commission have been overwhelmingly, this is what they said, quote, overwhelmingly frozen out of significant full bench determinations over the past 3 years. The chief executive of the Australian Minerals Council, Mines and Metals Association, Steve Knott, said 94% of full bench Fair Work Commission matters, that means they're determining what is fair in the workplace, 94% were presided over by Labor appointed commission members. And he said, quote, of the 713 full bench matters handed down over 2017 to 2019, 620 or 87% were presided over by either President Ian Ross, Vice President Adam Hatcher, Vice President Joe Canazzariti, or Deputy President Val Gostendnik, all appointed by the former Rudd-Gillard ALP government. And Steve Knott said the Gang of Four had been at the tribunal for 8 years, even though, quote, it's arguable the 20 appointments made by the coalition since 2013, which includes senior business executives, industrial barristers, employment lawyers, have far greater contemporary legal and people management experience than the Gang of Four. And Steve Knott said, and I think he's right, the Fair Work Commission must, quote, break this tribal culture and embrace the greater diversity of skills and experience that's come its way in recent years. So you see, these are the people that are locking down business. 100% correct. But I said, don't hold your breath waiting for change.